An award-winning Tlingit carver has been cited by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for violating federal law. Archie Cavanaugh from Juneau placed art objects he had created for sale on the internet. One of the pieces, a hat, used raven feathers, and another one, a headdress, used flicker feathers.
We had a call from a guy in Anchorage indicating he was interested in buying the raven hat. And so he did come down. He flew down from Anchorage down to here and gave us a $1,000 down payment on it. I didn't realize he was a sting operator for fish and wildlife.
Federal authorities told Cavanaugh he was violating the Migratory Bird Treaty Act in selling the feathers, and he was fined over $2,000. Cavanaugh could have been fined more than that and done jail time, too, under current law.
No people in Southeast University, Central Council, Sea Alaska, master, world-renowned master carvers, Nathan Jackson, Wayne Price, did not know there was such a law that would criminalize artists for using any kind of feathers on not only art projects, but also regalia. Many of our people use feathers on their dance regalia for ceremonial gatherings and such.
Cavanaugh's case raises questions about the conflict of the law and Alaska Native traditions. Although the flicker feathers were a gift and the raven feathers came to Cavanaugh from a raven that was already dead, Cavanaugh still violated the law in selling the feathers as part of the artwork he created, according to Bruce Woods, a spokesman for Fish and Wildlife. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has an interest in Cavanaugh's case and plans to bring it up at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention this week.